And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get it started for you right now. A construction worker was injured after being struck by a vehicle in St. Clair County. The incident happened Wednesday on King Road in China Township. Authorities say the 33-year-old worker was performing road construction duties when he was hit by a passing vehicle. The victim was transported to McLaren Macomb Hospital with injuries that were not considered life-threatening. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office says its accident investigation team has taken over the investigation. Preliminary information indicates neither drugs nor alcohol are believed to have played a role in the crash. With road construction activity increasing across Michigan, Sheriff Matt King is reminding motorists to stay alert, eliminate distractions, and use extra caution when traveling through work zones to help protect roadside crews. And the Huron County Planning Commission spent much of its June meeting discussing ongoing solar energy issues. A newly approved 3-month moratorium on utility scale solar and battery storage projects. In the review process for Ranger Power's proposed 150-megawatt Pine Sap Solar Project in Rubicon Township. Commissioners also discussed a separate 3-year moratorium on data center development, recently approved by the Huron County Board of Commissioners. During public comment and commission discussion, residents continued to raise concerns about solar development, zoning regulations, and transparency in decision-making. Planning staff indicated the county will continue reviewing the Pine Sap Solar application while seeking outside planning and zoning consultants to assist with the process. Officials also warned that proposed state legislation affecting personal property taxes could reduce revenue generated from utility and renewable energy infrastructure. Newly appointed Planning Commissioner Bob Guzowski disclosed that representatives connected to the neighboring DTE solar project recently offered him between $1,000 and $1,500 annually for the life of the project in exchange for waiving any future claims related to the project. Guzowski said he declined the offer and informed DTE that he had recently been appointed to the County Planning Commission, calling the proposal inappropriate and raising concerns about its implications. Before adjourning, commissioners voted to tentatively schedule a special meeting for either June 24th or June 25th at 7 p.m. The session will focus on reviewing and potentially revising county ordinances governing utility-scale solar energy facilities and battery energy storage systems during the 3-month moratorium period. No final action was taken on the Pine Sap Solar Project application. And we will be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. Coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Tate Cervantes.